My name is Pablo García, and I'm 27 years old. I'm from Madrid, from Spain. Currently, I'm working for the International School of Louisiana, teaching first grade immersion. And I'm happy working here.
¿Ese señor trabaja de bombero?
No.
¿Ese señor trabaja en un restaurante?
No.
I came here with an exchange program from the American and the Spanish government. My parents, both of them, they are teachers, and you know, I would look at them, and overall, I would see them that they were happy people. Like, they were happy doing what they were doing. So I ended up here, you know, being a teacher.
Votar la
here, what we do is teaching the regular standards that the rest of the school cover, but we do it in Spanish. Like, we're not supposed to say a word in English. So basically what we have to do, we're supposed to do, is teaching everything, you know, like add, subtract, the water cycle, all the subjects in Spanish. The kids, they're American, but you have to treat them like they don't speak English. You have to treat them like they're already native speakers.
No, 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 en español.
They don't need to know every single word that you're saying, but, you know, they know the overall of the sentence. We support our explanations with pictures, with visuals, with gestures, and of course, this is all about repetition too. Like, when you introduce one term, one word, they need to repeat it, you know, to work on pronunciation and on fluency, everything. Well, for me, first grade is all about having fun, you know, because you need to know who you're working with, and they're 6-year-old kids, 7-year-old kids. So, you know, I use a lot of games, puzzles, songs.
A esta isla llego, solo sin saber qué hacer.
We're not here just to teach target language. We're here to, you know, bring all the cultures, the world, to the classroom. And that's something different from the rest of the regular schools. We talk about everything, about traditions, about food, about culture. You know, you teach them songs that otherwise is impossible for them to learn because they come from very, very far away. So this is not just about teaching a language, it's about teaching a complete different way of life. My parents, the main advice that they give me is, you're gonna have good days, bad days, you're gonna have awesome days, and you're gonna have, you know, days in which everything gets hectic. As long as you're working for your students and you're trying to motivate them and try to discover new things for them, everything is about that.
Su nombre es Omar. Le gusta cantar y bailar.